The Breach, a film by director Mark Titus, contrasts the success of Bristol Bay's sustainable run of wild salmon with other salmon runs that have since failed. Those who have seen the film compare it to the popular book King of Fish by David Montgomery, which looks at the many factors that have led to the many failures in other salmon runs. Titus takes the viewer through some of those other salmon runs before coming to Bristol Bay, which the film says is the last place humans have a chance to get things right. Dillingham DriftNet fisherman Catherine Karskalin is the sustainability director of the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, which is helping fund the film's rollout around the country. Karskalin and a few other RSDA members were able to see an early screening of the film, which she says isn't all doom and gloom.
I won't give too much away, but coming out of it, you really leave with the understanding that it's okay to eat salmon, even though there's salmon shortages and problems across the East Coast and Pacific Northwest. The majority of salmon available in the U.S. is coming from Bristol Bay in Alaska, where management is still good and habitat's still intact, and the way to keep that intact, like I mentioned, is to be eating salmon and to be making sure it's wild and making sure it's coming from Bristol Bay.
And that's why the RSDA board chose to get involved with this project. Many associate BBRSDA with sustainability issues, namely the fight against the pebble mine, but the organization is aiming to put more effort into marketing the sustainable quality product that comes out of the bay. Karskalin says a film like The Breach can help do both.
In raising awareness about the sustainability of Bristol Bay, it's gotten a lot of consumers and chefs and restaurants and people who like to eat salmon involved in the issue in a way where they, I think the realization is, you know, if you want to protect Bristol Bay salmon, eating it and getting it out there and getting it on people's plates is absolutely the best way to make people care about protecting it too. So those two purposes kind of feed into each other, and that's where The Breach really serves a good overlap.
The Breach already won the Best International Feature Documentary Award at the 2014 Galway Film Festival. It will be shown today and tomorrow in Palm Springs and around the country at film festivals over the coming months. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.